Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to John, the chapter 6, and we'll begin with verse 35. John 6, 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Just hearing God's word, just hearing Jesus speak here is calming, comforting, gives you a being loved feeling and feeling of being wanted. We know how much God does love us. Did you ever get a hug from someone and just feel really warm inside to know that person really cared for you? This is the way our Lord wraps his arms around us, especially when you and I are going through things. He knows what you feel. He knows what pain is. And he gives you these words that he loves you and that someday you will be with him in paradise. Such a great feeling to know that no matter what you go through, no matter what the problems might be, that our Lord Jesus Christ is there for you and I. When you feel pain, he feels that pain. When you feel rejected or down, he feels that too. Why? Because of his love for you and I. There's nothing that we have gone through or are going through that God doesn't feel. Jesus felt it. He feels it now when he sees what's going on in this world. He sees your pain. Have you ever been somewhere and you felt like you didn't belong? You felt rejected. You felt like, I don't belong here. Well, you never feel that with God. You never feel that with Jesus Christ. Why? You know why. Because of his great love. He'll never make you feel rejected. He'll never turn his back on you. Feel his arms wrapped around you when you're going through something. Believe me, they're there. He knows, and he feels, and he has given us these words to tell us and let us know. The 40th verse says, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and it will raise him up at the last day. Will raise him up at the last day. When he raises you and I up, we're going to get that big hug. We're going to be wrapped in his arms. We're going to be told how much he loves us. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel his arms around you? I know. I know that he cares for me. And we have this word that tells us that he is the bread of life. He'll feed us. He'll embrace us. He will continue to love us. As we go through things in our life, just remember, it's not more than we can bear. You hear me? It's not more than we can bear. We feel like it is. We act like it is, but it isn't. Jesus went through it. He knows what pain is. He knows what rejection is. He knows what having people turn their backs is. But we know that this will never happen to us because of him. He loves each and every one of us. He doesn't love you more than you. He doesn't love me more than any of you. He loves us all the same. Some of us may feel like that. Oh, you know what? Oh, I feel so much closer with this brother and this sister. Okay. That's good. You get a hug from that one and you feel, oh, wow. I know that brother's praying for me. I know that sister's praying for me. But some people don't show their emotions. They're quiet. Does that make them bad? And the ones that do show their emotions, they just want to hold you and grab you and squeeze you. Yeah, that's great too. But don't think the ones that don't say much don't love you. You say, wow, that sister, I've been sick for so long. I haven't even got a call. But that sister has been on her knees praying for you. Praying for you. She doesn't say anything. She doesn't do anything, but she does pray for you. That's what we need. That's what we want. We don't see him, but we know he's there. You don't see that brother or sister, but you know he's there praying for you and the problems you're going through. Because he or she loves you. We're the family of God. The family of God sticks together. Sticks together through the thick and the thin and whatever it might be. Never turning our backs on one another. He loves us. He loves us. And we love one another. Isaiah 43, this is just, you don't have to turn with me. Isaiah 43 and verse 5 says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bringing my sons from the far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. For his glory he made us. And how can we do glorification to the Lord? By the praises of our mouth? By the reaching out of our hands to others? By getting on our knees and praying for those in need. We need each other. I need you. I can't stand alone. There's times when I falter, but I know you're praying for me, and that holds me up. That holds me up. And I'm praying for you. Each and every one. I know that God loves us. Jesus loves us. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gone to the cross. He could say, oh, forget about them. Huh. What'd they ever do for me? Spit at me? Turn their backs? But he says, I love you. I love you. It's so important. So important. Put away the conflicts. Put away the things that don't count. Put away what you hear about this one or that one. Put those things aside. Just remember the good. Just remember that he loves you and he's there for you. Whether you're flooded with grief, whether you feel like you're drowning, whether things are looking pretty bad, just remember, he's the lighthouse. When you're out on that ship in the deep and you can't see anything, there's the light. The light that's shining and taking you to him. Follow the light. Follow his footsteps. You've read that story about footsteps. How he saw two sets of footprints, his and the Lord's, and they were walking together, and he felt so comforted knowing God was with him. But he said, Lord, when things got really tough, I didn't see your footprints. I didn't see the footprints anymore. My footprints were gone. How come? And the Lord said, because I was carrying you. I was carrying you. That's how much he loves us, dear ones. He carries us through the tough places in our life. Because of love. I read something. Life is very interesting. In the end, some of your greatest pains become your greatest strengths. Sometimes you feel, why did I have to go through this? Why did these things happen to me? I feel like it's just piled on top of everything else. But when you come through, you come out like a rose. Yes. You come out like a rose. And now when somebody is going through something, you can say, brother, sister, I know what you're going through. That's why God made us go through things, so we can understand others. Many years ago, a brother told me, it was in a preaching too, that the little girl had a rosebud in her hand. And she says, oh, I want to see it bloom, and I want to see it. So she began to pick at the petals to try to open it, and the petals just fell off. Because it wasn't ready to bloom. When we're ready to bloom, God will open up the petals. God opens up and shows us the way. He shows us our direction. Don't feel like you don't know the direction, because he's giving you the direction. So many times we say to ourselves, you know, I'm not getting an answer. I got to do this on my own. No, you don't. You'll get the answer. In his time, we sang that chorus. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, let us not try to open the rose too soon. That rose will bloom. And when it does, it'll be beautiful. And before our Lord Jesus Christ, we are beautiful. We are beautiful. In his time, he makes all things beautiful because of his great love. He loves you and I, dear ones. And I'd like to sing a chorus as we conclude the message. 228. 228.